Blog Talk Radio.
Do what you want to.
Guests in the building. We have Miss Snooty Lover. Snooty, can you hear me?
Snooty, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Snooty? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, Snooty. For the listeners who may not know who Snooty Lover is, can you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm an upcoming female artist, hip-hop artist, write music, write hooks for R&B songs. I got a couple of books coming out, do some acting as well. Went to performing arts school, so dabble into the acting as well. And I'm just trying to touch souls with my music. So that's a little bit about me. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I now reside in the Philadelphia area. So it's kind of different from the big city, but it's something I can adapt to.
Okay, now, what inspires you to, want to do music?
Well, as a child, I was always around music. I grew up around music. Music was everywhere, all around me, down to my mother, every weekend, cleaning up the house with her OCD, blasting the R&B music, and I would just sing along, things like that. I mean, it was always around me. My grandfather was in a gospel band, so it was always around me. So I just kind of picked it up at a young age, and then went with it. And now it's my passion. I love it.
Do you remember the first time you actually, like, wrote a rhyme and, you know, what that rhyme was?
I don't even remember the first rhyme. I don't know. I don't remember word for word. But the first rhyme I ever wrote, I was 9 years old. And it was, I know exactly what it was for. Me and my uncle, we were about, like, maybe, like, 3 years apart. And we staged this little battle for our family. So that was the really first time I ever wrote a verse, any type of lyric. We basically put on a show for the family. We had a lot of family nights when I was younger, got together with the family. And we used to battle each other in front of the family. So, you know, that's probably the first lyric I had, first rhyme I wrote, was to battle my uncle in front of my family.
Now, at what age did you decide to take it seriously? Because I know, you know, getting out, you probably just something you like to do, maybe a hobby. Like, when did you decide to get serious and, you know, this is what I'm really going to do?
I would probably say I was maybe like 17. A couple of my homeboys that I used to hang out with, they went to music, big music. And one of my good friends, he had his own studio. And we were chilling there every day after school. You know, we walk over there, chill over there with him. And he just was like, he put me on the spot. And he's like, come on, you ready to record? And I'm like, no. And he kept putting me on the spot. And then eventually I just gave in and I was like, let's do it. I mean, they always told me, like all the guys that ever heard me rap, you know, I'll play around rap. It was never that serious. But they always just tell me, go for it. You know, you got a nice sound to you. You got an old school flow. You know, you could do something with this. And I never really took it serious until I was probably like 17. And I recorded my first song in the studio, the home studio. But, I mean, back then we didn't have all the Pro Tools and all that good gadgets to smoothen your voice out. So it was kind of like real raunchy and fuzzy, but it did. We made do with what we had. So I would say I was 17 when I probably really took it seriously.
Oh, okay, that's when that's when it started to get real. That's real, man. You even got the right tools to, you know, to go ahead and be making albums or making, you know, rhymes and doing music. You know, that's what you heard. You know, that I know all about that. You know, what I mean, you know, record, stand in the shower, close the door, and record the wire through the wall, cause they're in the closet, man. I mean, that's really fun, man. You know.
That's the grinding part. That's the most beautiful part about making music from the bottom when you first starting out. You know, you learn to appreciate every instrument you can hear clearly. You know what I'm saying? You enjoy. Those are the best times because, you know, it's not – as you get older and, you know, you get into more and more competition with people, you know what I mean, and you guys all have the assets to have professional studio recording. It's not as fun as it would be, you know, back when you first started, you know what I'm saying, because it was fun. It was fun to do. It was all for fun. But now that it's a part of your job, it's a whole different story, you know what I mean? I don't think you can have as much fun as you would have back in the day, you know what I'm saying, because you're not really doing it for a check, you know what I'm saying? And back then, you're doing it for fun, you know, just to let your people hear
exactly.
It, you know?
So
that was the best part of being, you know, composing music. Yeah, most definitely.
Now, Snooty, being a female MC, do you find that you sometimes find like it's more challenging? Do you think, like, you know, it's more challenging to get, you know, get in the industry, you know, being that you're a female MC and it's not, you know, too many out here like that at the moment?
I most definitely think it is much more harder for female to become a part of the male-dominant industry. You know, we're the underdogs forever. We'll always be the underdogs. No matter how many, you know, artists that they sign that, you know, just one-hit wonders just to get a quick check, you know, we never be over them either. You know what I'm saying? We're the females. We're looked upon as, you know, we need to be in the house. You know what I'm saying? So I always find it very, very difficult to you know, even to keep up with the boys, you know, that was my challenge. Is that was the most thing I was worried about, was like, am I going to keep up with the guys? Because I've always been around, you know, my main friends and my circle of friends are always guys. You know, I lean more friendships towards guys. So I always, like, studied it. For, like, if I'm writing a song with somebody, I'm studying how they flow, and I'm like, all right, I got to do better than him. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the female, I have to – they're waiting to hear what I got to say. You know what I'm saying? I think it's bittersweet. I think it's bittersweet. I think it's a good thing and a bad thing, you know? I mean, you're going to take it how you take it, but I think that it's a good thing and a bad thing. I'll call it bittersweet.
Most definitely. Like, how do you, you know, what are your plans, like, to set yourself, you know, apart? Because, like, there's so many people out here, like, rapping. Like, what do you think? Do you think it's going to be your style? Do you think it's going to be delivery? Like, what do you think is going to help, you know, set you apart from the rest?
I think the fact that I still have an old soul, and I rap like I'm in the 90s still. I don't feel like I blend in with the newer artists, you know. It's just that same sound with the same, you know, 808 drum kits and the same beats, you know. I try to lean towards the old school beats, you know. I think that would set me apart from a lot of people that's coming up. And I'm not afraid to be myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not afraid to step out and be the outgoing person, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what people think. I'm going to do what makes me happy. And, you know, if you're touched by it, then cool, you know. That's another, you know, the more the merrier. But if not, then, you know, that's on you. You know, it's your loss. I think I'm a pretty dope person. So I think that's what set me apart from everybody else. I'm not trying to keep up with a trend.
Yeah, at some point, skills have to come into play, you know, because, you know, and I'm not, you know, going to, you know, I'm not basically talking about anybody in particular, but it's a lot of, like, gimmicky type rappers out and, you know,
right.
Really, you know, really not feeling the lyrics, you know. But they got a, you know, a nice catchy beat with a catchy little hook. But other than that, it's like really no substance. You actually listen to some
substance.
Of the stuff they're saying, they ain't talking about nothing. You know what I mean?
Right. It kind of bothers me, but it's like, it's up to you to change. If you want to be a part of the industry, you're going to have to change that. You know, it stood out to you. You know, it's obvious. But, you know, it's up to you. You want to continue to be a part of the game. I've met so many different people that want to do music. And I'm like, if you rap like, let's just say Drake. If you rap like Drake, what makes you think they want to pick you up? You've got to be something different than what's already there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm waiting for them to sign newer people that's going to change the game, you know? And not so much to take it back as it was, because it's never going to go back to where it was. You know, times has changed. But at least to get some type of substance in the music, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, you know, I've actually heard this, though, you know what I'm saying? And I thought it was, you know, very impressive, you know what I mean? Just you know, the whole delivery, the whole flow, your style.
I appreciate it.
It's all on point, you know what I mean? And I actually let other people hear, you know, you heard it, you know, had other people, you know, basically critique you. A lot of people were feeling it, so.
I appreciate
it.
Thank you.
I feel like you can go along with what you're doing, you know, if you keep at it, you know.
I appreciate it.
What are your plans? Do you have any shows coming up, anything like that? Any, like, gigs you plan on doing? Any performances? Are you working on a new album? Like, you know, what's going on, you know, currently with Snooty Love?
Right now, I'm working on an album, my first album ever. I've never made an album. I made one mixtape ever in my rapping career. So, I'm working on my album right now. As far as gigs, I don't have any ones that are recent right now. So, I mean, they're probably in the near future, but not recent where, you know, I can go and promote it and they'll remember the date. But if they definitely follow my social media sites, I'll definitely let those links out, let those dates out, and people who are interested can come through and check me out. But as far as right now, I'm only working on the album. I got a couple features. I got a get rid of, and then fully focused tunnel vision on the album. I want it to be as perfect as it can be, coming from myself. So I got a lot of pressure on me, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I got to do, though. You know.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's about putting that work in, Snooty. You know what I mean? It seems like you've been putting that work in. You just got to, you know, you keep putting that work in. It's going to happen. Like you can't, you know, you. you can't lose if you stay in the game. See, a lot of people check out the game a little too soon. You know, that big break could have been right around the corner. You say, you know, I'm just tired of this. I'm going to go do something else. But you know how it is. A lot of people say, what are you doing that for? Why don't you go on the street, get a regular job, and do this? And, you know, a lot of people work while they're doing it toward their dreams. Don't let anybody, you know, steal that from you. You can pick up a second job with the time you waste, you know, doing that music. Like, how's it a waste? It's never a waste. You know what I mean?
Right. You're right. I think I made my best verses that I think, you know, the most feedback I got on it too. I feel like those verses that I wrote at work was the best ones. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when you're really thinking about your life. For me, when I'm at work, I have those dead moments because my mind just wanders and I just be thinking, man, I can't wait to not work for somebody else. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And that motivation right there to get me to start writing and just thinking about more things that's going on in my life.
Well, if that was you doing, I said, you better keep that job, man. That stuff coming out. Keep that job, because if it's coming out like that, you know what I mean? you know what I mean? That's going to draw that inspiration. If it's bringing out the best in you, I say, hey, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got to use some for inspiration, you know what I mean? A lot of people lose their home. You know, somebody might have a little bit of success, and it's like, oh, they made it, and that's not the case, because you got to keep, you know, you work hard to get in there, but you got to work even harder to stay in. You know what I mean?
Stay in that.
Believe me, people trying to get that spot.
Right. Always. It's always going to be a fight. It's always going to be a fight, but you just got to be willing to take that fight, you know, and know your worth. You have to have confidence in yourself going in that game. So many different egos, so many different type of personalities. You know what I'm saying? It's not always what you see in a camera, you know. These people have a private life as well. So it's just, I don't know, you just got to get your vibes off and remember, you know, to keep the confidence. You have to. If you don't have no confidence, you know, you're going to be stuck. You're going to be stuck. You're going to be too busy watching everybody else. You know, watching what they got, you're not focusing on yourself and saying, I can get that too, you know? You got to have the confidence.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. You know what I mean? I know that you got the confidence, you know, you enjoy what you're doing. I think that's a key ingredient, because if you're passionate about this, it just ain't going to work. That's what I believe. Because in the beginning, it's not going to be, you know, ain't no money. It's a lot of out-of-pocket expenses in the beginning. A lot of people aren't willing to make those type of sacrifices. You know what I mean? But it takes sacrifice. I know, you know, you sacrifice, you know, studio time, you know, cutting albums, paying, you know, you pay for everything. You PR, you paying for, you know, to get your CDs pressed up, the whole nine. Everything comes out of pocket. You start adding that stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, man. I didn't see this having a return on this investment.
A whole nother rent.
Rent.
It's like you got two apartments, right? After you add up all that investment you put in, but you got to believe in yourself. You know, if you go into a store, you know what you wear. You know what type of clothing line you wear. You're not going to go to any other type. If that's the only clothing line you wear, you're not going to any other brand. So if you're not going to any other brand, when you go into that investment and you go into that bank and say, look, I don't want nothing else but success. So I'm going to take all my investment and put it in myself. I don't want nothing else. You know?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Most definitely. So, yeah, man, to be in this thing, so, you know, at such a young age, you know, that's a good thing, because a lot of people get started a lot later. So to know what you want to do at a young age and then, you know, start pursuing that, you know, you never know. Like, you know, you can look up and, you know, next year, next 2 years, you know, you'd be really, really out there, you know? Because I've interviewed people, you know, who were just kind of getting into the game 3 years ago, and now these people are some major players, you know?
Right.
So I'm just like,
wow. That's the best feeling.
To see people go like that, you know what I mean?
Right. I most definitely agree, 100%. 100%.
Oh, most definitely. So okay, so what's next for you? So, like, what can we expect in the future from Snooty Luck?
Well, for myself, you can expect some dope music, some dope performances, and just to meet me on a personal level, you know, get to know the artist, you know something about me, what I've been through, maybe you can relate and we can build a bond, you know. But for me, I just want some more success and to touch my listeners. That's what I want. And that's where I'm going to be at.
Oh, definitely. You have anybody you want to maybe give a shout-out to, maybe mention on the show, maybe some people who may have, I don't know, helped you along the way, anything like that?
Yeah, most definitely. I want to give a shout-out to We Live TV back in Pennsylvania, all my homies back home. And I want to give a shout-out to Chef Robinson. He's also an artist out in Pennsylvania. Go check him out. He's very dope. And that's about it. I mean, that's about it. That's who I would like to mention.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, man. Exactly. We definitely appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, you know, to be with the show. I know we was having a heck of trying to get up with you. You know, every time we try to catch you, you're in the studio or, you know, doing a show, you're a busy young lady. So I appreciate you being part of the show. And, man, you know, y'all go check out Snooty. Give out your Twitter, your email, your social media links, websites, anything like that. Tell the people how they can connect with you.
On Facebook, you could friend me at Snood Lover. That's SNOODLOVAH. Instagram, Lover. And on Twitter, I am Lover. And y'all, you know, check me out. Hit me up, you know. I appreciate you, Mr. Hollywood Lee, and your production team for having me on the show today. God bless y'all, and I hope to see y'all at the top very soon.
Most definitely. Well, yeah, we appreciate you, Snooty. That's going to conclude our show. We got to run. Y'all come check us out. We're doing that BET Celebrity Basketball game. 2 Chainz going to be in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Jones, y'all come down in. Y'all check it out, man. That's what we got to run out of here, man. Y'all definitely check out Snooty Lover. You know what I mean? She's definitely up and coming. Y'all get a chance to listen to music. I recommend it. Dope. You know what I mean? Y'all know I keep it real. If whack is whack. If it was whack, I would sure to tell you because I don't like my listeners like that. We wouldn't do you like that. You know what I mean? But
right.
She's the real deal. So, y'all definitely
thank you. I appreciate
check
that
out. We're going to get about the building. And as always, man, you know what I mean? I got to leave y'all with some inspirational quote. Okay. The family that lays together stays together. And remember, I'm smoking it all in one place. We out the building. I holler back.
Got me baking. get it up.